This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Trump loyalist and political trickster Roger Stone has been sentenced in a case marked by an extraordinary move from Attorney General William Barr. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump expressed hope that Roger Stone will get a new trial and be exonerated. We get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media.
It's my strong opinion that the forewoman of the jury, the woman who was in charge of the jury, is totally tainted.
Trump added, he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point, we'll decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Casting a vote in Iran's parliamentary election is a religious duty. That's according to the country's top authority, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He reiterated this on Friday after voting in Tehran and broadcast live on state television. This is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Friday that the number of coronavirus infections increased yet again Thursday after declining in previous days. The commission said it had nearly 900 confirmed new cases of the virus, up from just under 400 on Wednesday. The death toll in China has reached more than 2,200. Meanwhile, South Korea reported another 52 cases of the virus. However, the World Health Organization said the overall trend of infections continues to decline. Hundreds of people gathered in Berlin and now Germany for vigils to remember the victims of a mass shooting that left 9 people dead. The German president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, told those gathered in Hanau that the sight of the killings, the attack has left Germans speechless, sad, and angry.
Was geschehen ist, was hier heute Nacht in Hanau geschehen ist,
last night leaves us speechless, sad, and angry. What happened is horrific because what
uns
has happened is what we all fear deeply.
Und es macht uns
loved ones.
Zornig.
He said what has happened is in Berlin, mourners gathered and lit candles at the Brandenburg Gate. A 43-year-old German who posted a manifesto calling for the complete extermination of many races or cultures in our midst, shot and killed 9 people, foreign background, most of them Turkish, in an attack on a hookah bar and other sites in Frankfurt suburbs. He was later found dead at his home, along with his mother, and authorities said they were treating the rampage as an act of domestic terrorism. The United Nations is very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas. That's according to a spokesman. According to the UN, hostilities are now approaching densely populated areas like Idlib City and others near the border crossing, which has among the highest concentration of displaced civilians in northwest Syria. It also serves as a humanitarian lifeline. The state of New Mexico is suing Google for allegedly collecting personal data generated by school children. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The lawsuit claims Google is using its education services package as a way to spy on the internet usage of children and their families. Attorney General Hector Balderas says tracking student data without parental consent is not only illegal under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, it's also dangerous. He says Google is gathering physical locations, websites visited, videos watched, contact lists, and saved passwords. Google says the claim is wrong and that its G Suite for Education package allows schools to control account access.
AP's Jackie Quinn. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.